Welcome back to Haunted Sisters Podcast, where I, Rachel, am your host for the day.
And I am Kelly, your co-host.
So today we are actually moving on to greener pastures.
Yes.
We're moving on to Alabama. Break out your banjos, everybody.
So if you have not joined us before, we are making our way through the United States, and then we will go
to the outer countries.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Think Europe, Asia, Scotland.
I'm so excited for Scotland and Ireland.
Me too.
Because I've always wanted to join. Yeah. I've always wanted to join those people. I've always wanted to travel there. So I'm excited for Alabama.
Alabama.
All right.
So today we are going to be going over what is called Sloss Furnace.
Can you spell that for me?
Yes. S-L-O-S-S.
Okay. When you first said it, I was like, sloths?
That'd sloths be pretty cool.
Furnace?
Not the furnace part, the sloth part. Because sloth, furnace. We're not cremating animals over here, guys. I'm not about
fire.
It. Yeah. Cool. So, Sloss Furnace is in Alabama. From 1882 to 1971, the furnaces turned coal and ore into steel.
Cool.
This would pave the way for the Industrial Revolution. The furnaces were providing materials for thousands of products, deeming the city of Birmingham the Magic City. Sounds magical,
Birmingham, Alabama.
I don't know why I go so southern.
You really get into it.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
So in the 1900s, James Slag Wormwood was the foreman of the graveyard shift. This means that it is between sunrise and sunset, and it's usually called a skeleton crew. Exactly.
I've heard that before.
You have heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it here first.
No, that's what I was saying. I have heard it before this.
Okay, so the skeleton crew was made up of 150 workers. So they kept the furnaces working and running throughout the night.
Oh.
So even though it's called a skeleton crew, it was quite a large.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, you think, oh, five people max.
Yeah.
No, there is a five.
In it. Yes.
But it's 150 people.
That's a lot.
But the furnaces are huge.
I was going to say.
They're big.
They're probably large.
Uh-huh. And they were supplying materials for a lot of different cities and states.
So they had to keep it going.
So, in the summer, the furnaces could reach upwards of 120 degrees. This made it a living hell, which a lot of the workers had stated that it was.
I mean, we live through that during the summer here, so.
Yeah, but I think it's different because they're stuck inside of a
like an oven, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm sorry to the workers.
Me too.
Like, they're dead.
Some of them. Oh, yeah. So, those who were extremely poor or immigrants were forced to work.
Okay.
Immigrants were forced to work and live in a cramped housing on site and were called to work at a moment's notice. So, they really had no rest. Like, if something was going wrong, or we'll talk more about this Wormwood figure, Slag. Mm-hmm. That's his nickname, Slag. I don't know why.
That's a weird name.
It is. So they were just... Worked. They were treated poorly.
Yeah.
And the housing on site was very hot as well, obviously, because it was like right next to everything. So Wormwood was known to take risks with his workers to impress those he worked for. So his bosses...
One of those.
Yeah, he was one of those. But he didn't necessarily want to do the work. He was like, oh, I have a team. You guys need to work harder. Make me look big, good, and macho.
Right.
What a dick. So Wormwood was known for taking those risks, and those dangerous risks that cost him, that didn't make any sense. Those risks costed 47 workers their lives.
Mm.
This was 10 times more than any other shift in the history of the furnace.
So the skeleton crew.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was his shift.
Mm. Of course it
Isn't he a gem?
Such a gem.
So countless others lost their abilities to work due to accidents, and there was even a recorded explosion in 1888 that blinded 6 workers.
Fuck.
And then there was like a little quotation that said there was only the furnace.
Mm.
Like that's literally how the workers felt. It was kind of like, oh, what is it? Oh, what's it called?
I don't know.
Like, there was only the furnace. That's all you could see. It kind of took over. It was kind of like hypnotizing.
Uh-huh.
Where it's just that one thing exists. Nothing else exists.
Right.
So, in October of 1906, Slag lost his footing on the top of Big Alice.
Oh,
Big Alice. She died a tragic death, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Alice.
Yes, she mm-hmm. did.
The largest Big Alice was the largest furnace and fell into a pool of melted iron.
Holy shit, that would hurt.
He died instantly.
Well, I mean, that's
so good. He had like, oh no, I'm falling.
And then
oh no, I'm still falling. And then just dead.
Can you? Oh my gosh.
I can't imagine.
That would be really
hot. You weren't going to say it, were you? You were like, maybe I shouldn't say that.
That would be really hot.
It is hot.
Oh my god. Literally burned alive.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, he shouldn't have been such a dick.
Exactly. Karma. She's real. Taylor knows all about it. Taylor Swift.
Oh.
She has a song called Karma.
I was like, who the fuck is Taylor?
Taylor Swift.
Well, we don't know a Taylor.
Look, the Swifties are going to come after you in our podcast.
They really are, because I'm not following.
It's fine.
We're like Coco Melon and Disney at our house right now. You're like, and Miss Rachel.
Yeah. Not me, of course. Miss Rachel, our sun and moon.
Yes.
Love her. Okay, and her overalls. So it is unknown why he was on top of the furnace, as he had never gone there before.
Hmm.
So why was he on top of Big Alice?
Interesting.
No one knows. There are many that believe the workers fed him to the furnaces due to how hard he drove them, and they were fed up. Yeah, so no one can really say, like, oh, yeah, I saw him just standing up there. There's no one that's said explicitly, this is what happened, or this isn't what happened.
So,
but there is speculation.
Literally, the workers just could have, like,
sacrificed him.
Dumped him into...
Uh-huh. They're like, hey, we need you to take a look at Big Alice. You have to go up top, man. He said, okay, I'm the foreman here.
Right.
And then he was peering over and someone just bleep.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's more likely to have happened.
Yeah, especially since he never went up there.
Uh-huh. And he really worked his workers. Like, he didn't let them have rests or anything.
Well, there you go.
Sloss Industries discontinued the graveyard shift when numerous accidents and strange incidents kept occurring.
Mm-hmm.
The legend of Slag grew in the coming years due to the mysterious things that would happen within the furnace. One man stated that someone had pushed him roughly and said, get back to work.
Ooh.
But when he turned around, there was no one there.
That's creepy.
Your eyes say no.
It was Slag.
It went, oh, fuck yeah, it was Slag, that son of a bitch. That son of a bitch. In 1947, 3 supervisors went missing, and they were found unconscious and locked in a boiler room.
What the hell?
The 3 of them could not recall how they got to the boiler room, but they did recall that they saw a man that seemed badly burned and shouted angry at them to push some steel.
Jeez. I feel like they were probably going into the room to have a party.
I was thinking orgy.
Yeah, exactly.
A gay party. Well, do what you like.
I was like, well, yeah, there are three men, so exactly. That's what that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Romantic. Romantic. Hot as hell, though, in a boiler room.
Very hot.
And they were like, oh, very hot. Tell me more. Were you there? You're like, in 1947?
Yep, I look pretty good.
Damn good. Boiler rooms.
It's him for sure.
Oh, it's fucking for him. No. That orgy was for him. It's him for sure.
Yeah.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
He's horrible. No, but something shady and suspicious was happening in that boiler room.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, ooh, I don't remember.
I don't recall. It's so weird. Where'd my pants go? Jerry, what are you doing with those? Oh. Anyways. So, the most horrible tale occurred in 1971. A night watchman. You were like, oh, was that it?
Well, you've done that to me before.
That's true. The most horrible tale occurred in 1971. A night watchman named Samuel Blumenthal was taking a final look at the furnace. My damn dog.
Yep, the furnaces.
Okay, she wandered away. So he was taking a final look at the furnaces. It's unknown why he was doing so.
Wasn't that part of his job?
He was a night watchman.
So he... like security guard.
Yeah, okay. So he was doing something. He was looking at the furnaces one last time for some reason.
He was like, ooh, pretty.
Exactly. Fire. He's like Big Alice.
Exactly.
Sexy broad. And he came face to face with something evil. Something half man, half demon. This creature then tried pushing him up the stairs. When he refused to do so, the creature began assaulting him.
What the hell?
Yeah. When inspected by Dr. Jack Barlow Samuel. Whew, Dr. Jack Barlow Samuel. That's
a name.
That is a name. It sounds wrong. he had burns upon his body.
What?
Like he was covered in burns.
The hell?
Mm-hmm. And he sadly passed away. It doesn't say if he passed away because of the burns or something else, but I'm going to assume it's from the burns. That's because nuts. Why else would they put that in there?
Yeah, that is nuts.
Yeah, so something was trying to get him to work.
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely not. So this thing started assaulting him.
That's crazy.
And then he died.
Oh, poor guy.
It's so sad. Doing his job too well and he died.
Yep.
Half-ass it, kids. Never give it 100%. Stay safe out there. So, in 2003, a crew member was assaulted. Josh Thomas caught fire when he saw a strange shape. Your face is wonderful. I wish you guys could see it. And he was taken to the hospital with burns up and down his body and can still recall what happened.
Holy crap.
So he saw some kind of figure and then he just caught fire. Maybe it was the Arizonian sun.
In Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She was like, hot.
You know, we're in Alabama now, right?
Yeah, but it's the same sun. Over.
That's true.
Exactly. So that's pretty crazy. And there's a lot of dates coming up. So the Sloss Furnace has been on many TV shows for its paranormal activity. In 2000, 2002, 2003, 2005, 2009, 2012, and 2014, paranormal investigators have come to the furnaces and caught many things on camera as well as being physically assaulted at times.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So,
it's the real deal, guys.
I'm gonna assume so. I'm not gonna go to Alabama though, because Alabama.
I wonder, I think.
Is super haunted. I needed Alabama to finish. I needed to finish that.
I'm sure we can find like YouTube videos or something like that.
Yeah, I think. No, I don't have the videos in here.
We can upload those to the website, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
HauntedSisters.net.
Exactly.
Shameless plug. Exactly.
So I have a few encounters.
Okay.
They have a ton of them on their website, which will be located in the show notes listed down below. So if you want to go look at those, you are more than welcome to. The first one, the title is Humming.
Humming.
Humming. October 10th, 2019. My husband and I and two of our daughters went to Sloss today around 1. I recorded from time to time with pictures. I've caught a girl humming on the video. Humming is clear with headphones and faint without, as well as groans, pists, like P-S-S-T, like your...
Oh, like psst.
Yes,
psst,
exactly. Like that. Shh. Like, shut your pie hole. Yeah. And a yeah to my husband talking, okay. Which is really creepy. Also sounded like a scream at one point.
Ooh.
The humming is the best audio recorded while shooting video.
Huh?
I just pulled it from the website.
Okay.
The humming is the best audio recorded while shooting video, and I'd like to know if others have heard the same.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We'll be going back to record more as well. Submitted by Rebecca. Submitted by Rebecca and Robs.
Robs?
Yeah, R-O-B-Z.
Oh, okay.
I
sure.
They're the ones that wrote it. The next one is Ghost at Sloss. Was there in 2009. Heard footsteps even though I was the only person there. It was ice cold in the middle of summer. I had multiple batteries die in my camera. As I was walking out, I had the back of my hair stand up and felt like someone ran their hand through my hair.
Ooh, no.
When I got home, I looked over the photos. Right before the hair incident, there was a photo with a purple mist in it. That place freaks me out. Submitted by Lindsay. That's creepy. Some creepy ass ghost, probably. You want to know who?
Slag.
He's like, hey, pretty mama, let me holler at ya. Absolutely not.
Yes, let's not.
Consent. Thank you. The next one is Voices from Beyond. I have been to Sloss many times, only once for the haunted house. I work with the local paranormal group, and we have found and caught several spirits. The two most active areas seem to be the tunnels and the boiler room where that orgy happened. Am I right? Nice. I have been touched in all... I didn't read this before. I just picked a couple randomly, and I was like, it's sure. Going to be a surprise to all of us.
Okay.
So that orgy comment, that was a yoke. But obviously, it was pretty serious. I have been touched in both areas and got amazing EVP. The most strangest being the humming of a little girl in the tunnel.
Ooh, she's there.
Yeah, she is.
For sure. Why was there a little girl there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it could be because Slag died there and he was a piece of garbage. And he... opened up the doors.
I was going to say he opened up some stuff.
He opened up some stuff. So the strangest being the humming of a little girl in the tunnel. We were the only people left inside the gates. The two ladies that ran the office were on the other side of the furnaces. One of the ladies said she had heard that before, but no one knows who the little girl is or why she is there.
Aww.
Sad. The next one is blowing engine room is very haunted.
The blowing engine. Okay.
I don't know what that means. My paranormal group has been there and the blowing engine room is very haunted. A man was sucked under one of the wheels and was mangled to death.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
wow. I didn't know about that.
That was a real reaction from her.
Oh, because no.
Like she said, she hadn't read it.
I hadn't read any of these. I wanted it to be like a Russian roulette situation. There you go.
You're very surprised.
Oh no.
Oh no.
His energy is all over that room. We got touched and pushed and even heard loud banging noises. But when we went to that area, nothing was there. The medium in our group said that there are many restless spirits there who are attached to the property. She was able to talk to one of them who stated his hand was cut by the oar. Submitted by Paranormal Investigator.
I love it.
I was unawares of that.
That last one
especially.
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive. Oh my. I must clutch my pearls.
Exactly.
Mangled. Oh no.
You know that it's like real talk when it's many people have experienced the same thing.
Exactly.
It's not just like, oh,
I heard some humming when it was really your husband whistling.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the Sloss Furnaces in Alabama.
I like
that. It was good. They do or did have ghost tours. Obviously, they have a bunch of stuff. But
right.
I think in the recent years, they've shut it down because they don't necessarily want it to be known for, like, being haunted as fuck.
Right.
I think that's what I was reading online. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the links that I use will be in the show notes below. And there are a ton of those encounters on their website. Like, pages and pages and pages.
I'll have to look it up too and add some in the Instagram.
Yeah, because it's really cool. And like with that, the little girl humming,
mm-hmm.
more than one person had that experience.
I feel like that's definitely
a real one.
Yeah.
They caught a live one, didn't they?
I'm sorry, what?
They caught a live one, didn't they?
Oh, they caught a live one.
Yeah, I just
what
turned.
What accent was that from?
I was going for British.
I don't, that,
a little bit of Cockney.
I don't know what that is.
No, it's not good.
Don't quit your day job.
I don't have one.
You have the most important one.
I do. I take care of a bucket.
Yeah. I have lots of different ones.
Yeah. It's all good. So, take it away, Kelly.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And next episode will be a continuation of Haunted Places in Alabama, Dama Ding Dong.
Yes, sir.
If any of you have visited the Sloss Furnace in Alabama, please let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely, I would.
Yes, Rachel really would love to hear about it. She's very excited about Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's an exciting place.
I have found that too with my research thus far.
Yeah.
I'm excited as well.
And you all should be excited too.
Exactly.
So we're going to take you on a journey through Alabama.
Ding dong.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.